Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Terry Maxwell's back. We love having Terry on the show. She's the CEO of Share on Purpose, a social impact accelerator. She is an award-winning small business owner. She's the author of Succeed on Purpose. It's the first edition. Everything happens for a reason. That's a book I'm holding in my hand right now, and I encourage you to check out. Terry Maxwell, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. So I was telling the audience before you got here that that we got this thing that we've had now for, 10,000 years, this face-to-face thing, which I call the original social media, that as humans, we're always going to want the high touches, as John Nesbitt said. But as he also said, we're going to demand high tech and the high tech is coming really well from the big guys because they've got the money to really devote to the high tech marketing, to the digital marketing. Small business owners struggle with that, I think, most of the time. But we don't struggle with the face to face. And yet customers, they don't want one or the other. They want both and, don't they? And so how do we balance?
Yeah, sure do.
How do small business owners balance our special sauce face to face capability and this elusive digital marketing capability? How do we turn that into a sweet spot?
Yeah, the way we think about it is authentic demand generation, and what that means to us is rather than spending a bunch of money using digital to market to your customers, spend a little bit of money to tell stories to them and to share information and tools and ideas with them that will help them. And then if you just put that in front of them, it's almost like just being there side by side where you're giving someone tips or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of that, they feel like you're building a relationship with them online rather than just marketing to them.
Well, the reason I like that idea is because it attracts the right kind of customers, doesn't it? Because you and I both know.
Exactly.
You and I both know there are people out there who are never going to give you a penny for your expertise. They're going to come and get your expertise, and they're going to go to Walmart or Amazon and get the stuff. But there are people out there who really appreciate thought leadership. They really appreciate people knowing what they're doing. They actually are willing to pay what small business owners have to charge, which is more than the big boxes charge. They're willing to pay what they have the small business owner must charge to stay in business in order to get that capability, to have that relationship. So what you're saying is the stories sort of catch those people, whereas the other way, just the broadcast, so to speak, digital marketing, that's kind of an interesting combination, right? Broadcast and digital. If you put that together for the corporate America, you're going to reach a lot of people that probably don't even want to do business with you, would never do business with you.
Exactly. Yeah, and you don't have to spend a bunch of money on digital marketing. There's other ways to get there that are less costly. The key is, have something of value, tell stories about it, share information about it, use thought leadership authentically. Just make sure they see it, and they're going to feel good about the relationship, and you're going to attract the right clients, as you said.
But thought leadership, the stories. This has been coming up recently in my world. People that I know who want to be thought leaders can't get their own business's brand out of their thought leadership. In other words, they can't stop talking about their company. They think that thought leadership is telling the people they're telling a story to has to include their company every couple of sentences. And that's not
yeah.
Really what people want to hear, is it?
No, it's not. It's really about what is the problem they have, what solution would you recommend, not why are you great, and then give them the solution and talk them through it and feel like they've been educated in some way.
Now, if you're telling a story about you're helping someone avoid something, maybe a maintenance issue, which is all part of thought leadership, and you say, you know, folks, recently in our business, we've seen a lot of this kind of thing. That's okay, right? I mean, it's a proof source. It's a data point. It's okay to say things like that. But selling thought leadership, I mean, look, and this is hard for me to say. I'm a grizzled old salesman, Terry. I want to sell, right? But you've got to back off a little bit if you're going to be a thought leader, don't you?
Absolutely. And, you know, people will make the determination based on the quality of what you have to say, mm-hmm. that you're good. You don't need to tell them you're good. Just basically talk to them about, you know, solutions to their problems. They'll connect the dots. You don't need to say you're great. They'll connect the dots by just being great and giving them great information. They'll connect the dots and just serve them.
And I know people who can't do that on their own. They can't not tell you how great they are on their own. So, folks, if you're like that, and ask your people if you're like that, get somebody else to help you with the script, right? Right, Terry?
Absolutely.
Like somebody like Terry Maxwell. All right, so what else can we do? I love the stories, though, because stories are primordial, aren't they? I mean, but long before we could write it down, we were telling stories.
Yeah, the other part of telling stories today, you know, when I was in sales, I used to use my customers. I'd have them speak at my events and things like that, and they said how great I was. And today that avenue is really online reviews and learning how to make online reviews mm-hmm. tell your story. Mm-hmm. We worked with a barbecue chain in Texas and, you know, have significantly impacted their revenue just by focusing on how to improve their online reviews.
That's the earned media. That's the holy grail of the 21st century, isn't it?
It sure is, online reviews. And there's a way to do it authentically where you don't get yourself in trouble. There's a lot of companies out there that, quote, unquote, help you get your online reviews positive, but they do it in nefarious ways. And,
right.
and there's a way to do it authentically, slowly but surely turn those online reviews on and around, and that's a game changer.
Absolutely. I need your website, Terry.
Yeah, Promote on Purpose is the brand that we do this with. PromoteOnPurpose.com is one of the brands that we specialize in doing.
What do we find when we get there quickly?
Well, there's it's basically authentic demand generation. We just happen to do it with an ROI guarantee, meaning that we'll guarantee that we'll get revenue for our clients.
Guarantees, ladies and gentlemen. I like guarantees. Succeed on Purpose is the book by Terry Fry Maxwell. Check that out wherever books are sold. We're going to come back and get some more wisdom on digital marketing out of Terry Maxwell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.